A reading from the Good News according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the 1970s, the Paul Masson Company became famous for its marketing slogan, "We will sell no wine before it's time." So often, and in so many situations, we say, "Timing is everything." It's true, isn't it? A word spoken too soon or too late falls flat and becomes powerless. An action at the wrong moment can be the difference between life and death. A glance, a gesture, or a step can make or break a relationship. And so it was with Jesus the Christ. Frequently in John's Gospel, we hear Jesus commenting on the timing of his preaching, his miracles, or his movements. The word hour sometimes refers to chronological time, that is, a 60-minute period during the day. More often and more significantly, Jesus' hour, or time, refers to the glorious event of his death and resurrection. Jesus says to his mother at Cana, "My hour has not yet come." In his conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well, he says, "The hour is coming and is now here." He repeats these phrases more and more often as he approaches his death. His hour, or time, is coming soon. The author of this gospel shows us a man who is utterly conscious of who he is and what he is about. He is truth incarnate, deeply convinced of his origin in God and the mission to which he has been called. He knows what is to come, his inevitable fate. Yet he moves forward in his journey toward Jerusalem, filled with the courage of one whose compassion is stronger than his fear. He is unflinching in his words and bold in his actions. He knows his time and deliberately measures his moves to synchronize all that must happen. What about us as we move through this journey of Lent? Do we do so cautiously and fearfully, distracted by the noise around us and within us? Or do we move forward like Jesus with confidence and courage, focused on the light that leads us? Holy Week will soon be upon us, followed by the drama of the Triduum and the splendor of Easter. Will we be ready? Will we be open to the graces of those days? It isn't too early or too late to prepare ourselves. The hour has come.